A young football player collapses on the Creekside High practice field.
It shook everybody, you know, just a young man like that just dying.
And it's all the buzz.
I'm Drew Nelson. Coming up, a Decatur woman discovers her house is a honey factory.
Pulling the sheetrock down like a bzzz, and then all of a sudden these bees just fall off.
Fox 5's Joanne Feldman says another sunny, warm day. Here's Matt Dorr in the Haviland Express Lube Traffic Center.
75 southbound just before Windy Hill Road. It's got a right lane blocked and really starting to jump that ride time up as you come southbound through Cobb County. You're up to about 25 minutes now back into the top end. Traffic report sponsored by Zero Res and your next traffic update with Katie Beasley at 7:06.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Now the top stories from the KTMRoofing.com news desk. Smyrna police calling it an execution style killing. A man walks up to a gas pump and shoots his victim in the head.
Happened Monday night at the Texaco on South Cobb Drive. The victim went into the store to get some cigarettes and beer. When he came out, the gunman pulled up in a green Chevy Avalanche. He approached the victim and shot him. Police think the murder might have been a hit. The gunman's vehicle had a vacuum cleaner, some tools, and a spool of large gauge wire in the bed. It also had a faded front and rear driver side doors, as well as a blacked out Chevy emblem on the grill. Mark Teichner, Fox 5 News for News Radio 106.7.
And we've got a picture of the gunman on our Facebook page. The White House pushing back against reports that claim President Trump pressured ousted FBI Director James Comey to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Republican Congressman Carlos Curbelo says the administration needs to get out in front of these allegations.
This a daily dose of controversy, of scandal, of instability is bad for the government, and I think it's also very taxing on the American people. People in this country are talking about politics every day, 24/7, and that is very unhealthy.
We've got much more coming up at 7:08. Georgia has put to death a Murray County man convicted of murdering his neighbor in 1992. J.W. Ledford received a lethal injection about an hour after midnight, not long after the U.S. Supreme Court turned down its final appeal. The victim, Harry Johnston, was the physician present when Ledford was born 20 years before the murder. Three DFAX workers have been fired following the drowning death of a 10-year-old boy in DeKalb County. Investigators believe the boy's adoptive father killed him.
DFAX was called to the home twice, the first time on March 14th, where the caseworker deemed the home safe, citing the child. 10-year-old Kente Williams was prone to accidents and ran into a dresser. The second time was on April 21st. At this point, Kente told the caseworkers he was hit his head on the ladder of a bunk bed, but later changed that story to he fell off the bunk bed. Kente repeatedly told the caseworker his adoptive father didn't hit him and that his father wasn't even home at this time. The caseworker cited inconsistent statements, but the child was never removed from the home.
News Radio's Christy Hutchings says the boy died 7 days later when his father allegedly drowned him. The potent illegal drug cocktail known as Gray Death is blamed for taking the life of a woman in Brookhaven. The GBI says 24-year-old Lauren Camp overdosed on a combination of powdered heroin combined with fentanyl, a painkiller that's much stronger than morphine. The Bureau says nearly two dozen people have died from fentanyl overdoses since last year, but Camp is the first known death of a Georgian from the combination of those drugs. A 10-year-old boy missing in Atlanta. Police are looking for Trayvon Maffitt in the area of the 100 block of Fairburn Road. That's outside the perimeter on the southwest side. His mother says left home last night and just never came back. The theft of prescription drugs under investigation at the University of Georgia. It involves two assistant tennis coaches, Bo Hodge and Drake Bernstein. Both have been suspended.
Both Hodge and Bernstein played for Coach Diaz at Georgia and were members of national championship teams. Hodge was a volunteer coach at UGA from 2006 to 2008 and coached at Oklahoma before returning to Athens in 2015. Bernstein joined the women's program in 2012.
Fox 5's Claire Sims says this comes at an embarrassing time for the school, which is hosting the NCAA Tennis Championships beginning tomorrow morning. UGA officials say police have not filed any charges in the case. The attorney for embattled DeKalb Sheriff Jeffrey Mann fires back on his indecency and obstruction of justice charges.
Ordinance violations are by definition not criminal charges.
That's Noah Pines, but now it might be an uphill battle. Governor Nathan Deal has ordered a three-person panel to look into Sheriff Mann's arrest. Now, Deal issued this new order to address concerns over his authority in the matter. The government's airline report card is out for March, and it gives Delta Airlines an A for on-time flights. United and American not far behind. Virgin America had the highest rate of delayed flights. JetBlue scored worse when it came to bumping. Of course, a national debate about bumping and customer service erupted last month after videos showed a man being forcibly pulled off a United plane. Spirit Airlines, it drew the highest rate of consumer complaints. 7:06 at News Radio 106.7. Let's go back to the Havilland Express Loop Traffic Center. We have Fox 5's Katie Beasley and our Matador looking at the downtown connector.
And it's starting to slow down, Rob. 75-85 northbound, getting some real red at Langford Parkway as you make your way back up through Midtown. Those brake lights are going to finally get out of your way right around North Avenue. 85 southbound coming in from Gwinnett. You're up to 20 minutes with red starting at Highway 316. 400 southbound, not too bad. You're going to slow down at exit 14 and be a little slow down to 141. After that, just a few pockets of red as you get back down into the top end perimeter. Now over to the Skyfox Traffic Center for an update on I-75 with Katie Beasley.
I-75, one of your worst rides out there. Almost a half an hour to make that trip from Wade Green down to the perimeter. Heaviest delays right now, really from Canton Road Connector and heading into Marietta. So, again, 27 minutes there. 575 is slow starting around Bell's Ferry. It's a 20-minute ride from Sixes Road.
Kia Imagination Nights at Georgia Aquarium. Visit after 4 p.m. and save over 30%. See the sea lions, dolphins, belugas, and more. Book in advance at georgiaaquarium.org. Right now, traffic. I'm Matt Dorr on News Radio 106.7.
I'm meteorologist Joanne Feldman with your Fox 5 Storm Team forecast. Unseasonably warm and still dry, and that leaves us with a code orange air quality alert for this afternoon. We're forecasting a high of 88, which will put us within 1 degree of tying the record for this date. And then tonight, cool off to 68. Under partly cloudy skies, you might start to notice the humidity a little bit more. Tomorrow is a partly cloudy day with only a 10 to 20% chance of a thundershower in the afternoon and a high of 87. Remember to get your weather updates around the clock from Atlanta's local news team, Fox 5 News and News Radio 106.7.
Johns Creek, 66 degrees. Carrollton, 59. And Gainesville, 66 degrees. Almost 7:08 at News Radio 106.7.
Comey versus Trump. I'm Michael Toscano. Fired FBI Director James Comey left behind a memo supposedly pointing to obstruction of justice by President Trump. Material that Congressman Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, is asking to see. Joe Johns on the document.
A memo drafted by now-fired FBI Director James Comey details President Trump asking him to shut down the Michael Flynn investigation during a February meeting in the Oval Office.
Chairman Chaffetz says he's ready to issue a subpoena for the memo. Capitol Hill may soon see Comey in person. That's what Adam Schiff, top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, wants.
I think we know enough now. There's been enough alleged publicly to want to bring the director back to testify, ideally in open session, either before our committee or the Judiciary Committee, but he should come back to the Congress. And shows
Trump on his connected today is one who delivered the commencement to the U.S. Capitol futures plunge. I'm Michael Scott.
7:09 at News Radio 106.7. You're listening to the morning news. I'm Rob Stadler. Students at South Fulton's Creekside High in shock after a ninth grader dies after football conditioning.
It's sad day at Creekside.
Just to see a kid go that so young, he just wanted to play football. You know, it was his first day. It's just a tragedy.
Grief counselors on hand yesterday, a day after Kamari McGowan collapsed and died on the practice field. The cause of his death still being investigated. Georgia's 32nd district has a new state senator. Voters in portions of Cobb and Fulton counties elected Republican Kay Kirkpatrick to replace Senator Judson Hill. The 32nd state Senate district is part of Georgia's 6th congressional district, where John Ossoff and Karen Handel are gearing up for their upcoming runoff election on June 20th. One woman, 120,000 honeybees, all living in one house in Decatur.
It was incredible, like just a blanket of bees. I've never seen anything like it.
Homeowner Lisa Orman tells Fox 5 she called an expert when she spotted bees swarming near her roof. She never expected the colony would be this big.
Did the first hole in the ceiling, and it was a little bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, and it ended up being about 6 feet long.
Bobby Chason with Georgia Bee Removal says in the course of the six-hour job, he also cleared out about 100 pounds of honeycomb. I'm Drew Nelson, News Radio 106.7.
Hey, do you think you're the life of the party after your third drink, or do you worry you'll down too many and become a mean drunk? Well, a new study finds either view could be wrong, that despite what you think, your personality may not change at all that much when you drink. Researchers had outsiders watch groups of three or four people engage in games, during which time some of them drank soda while others drank vodka cocktails. Well, to the observers, the partiers' personalities didn't alter significantly while they were under the influence, even though the drinkers themselves had predicted they would. Okay, time to fess up. How much junk food do you eat at work? And do you tell the truth when you get home? It's hard to avoid junk food on the job. Of course, you got the morning donuts, midday pizza meetings, the occasional birthday cake. But do you go home and tell your significant other about all the garbage you ate? According to a new survey, nearly half say no, they keep it a secret. And one in five take it even further and lie about what they ate during the workday. He's coming back next year. The Motion Picture Academy has tapped Jimmy Kimmel to once again host the Oscars.
Kimmel said this in his opening monologue at this past Oscars.
My first time here, and the way you people go through hosts is probably my last time here. So,
Academy President Cheryl Boone Isaacs called Kimmel one of the finest hosts in Oscars history. In a show that included the greatest flub in Oscars history and that Best Picture announcement debacle, Kimmel used that in his response to the Academy's announcement, saying, "Thanks to the Academy for asking me to host the Oscars again, assuming I opened the right envelope." The Oscars will be held Sunday, March 4th next year. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
712 at News Radio 106.7.
Hear about it here first. News Radio 106.7.
75 southbound just before Windy Hill Road. Everything's back over to the right shoulder. However, it's handed you a half-hour ride time coming southbound out of Cobb County. New crash on Duluth Highway in Gwinnett County. That's Highway 120 east and westbound. Shut down at Lawrenceville Swanee Road for an overturned dump truck. I'm Matt Doerr. More from the Bird Show next. Q100.
712 at News Radio 106.7. Maybe you haven't noticed, but I bet others do when they visit your house. Your blinds, they're crooked, broken, they're ugly, the cords don't work like they should anymore. It's Rob Stadler. Maybe it's time for brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. They make buying blinds, shades, and drapes fun, affordable, and easy. You get a free online design consultation, and it's pretty cool how they do it. Just send them pictures of your house, and they send back custom recommendations from a professional who will even send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. And they can't be beat. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Talk about easy. Now through May 24th, save up to 40% on select brands at Blinds.com. Plus, save an additional 5% with the promo code ROB. That's Blinds.com to save up to 40% on select brands and promo code ROB for an extra 5% off. Blinds.com, promo code ROB. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's a Kimmer. How's it going? Some good news. Yeah, the good weather's coming and your new body's waiting for you. Well, not with me, with a quick weight loss center. Yeah, you just have to call them, sign up, and get going. It's so easy. It works. In fact, it works so well. Jackie works here, lost 12 pounds the first week. I lost 30 overall. You can lose 100 or more guaranteed. Now, wait a minute. I always brag about the folks who call me and say, yeah, like Rick said, hey, Kimmer, my wife lost 50 pounds. She's doing so great. The doctor took her off two of her heart medications. But you know what? Nobody has to know you're losing weight. Nobody has to know anything. This is private. You get a private, personal, one-on-one counselor to help you. Unlike all the others, there's no embarrassing cattle calls, nobody calling you out in embarrassing group meetings and doing jumping jacks and goofy stuff like that. No gimmicks, no drinking meals out of a plastic bag. 12 pounds or more you can lose your first week. $9 a week for all the program services. Kids sign up free when the parents join. Look them up on the web, qwlc.com, or tell them the Kimmer sent you. Call 1-800-404-4050. 1-800-404-4050. 1-800-404-4050 for the Quick Weight Loss Center.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the,
Perspiration, I think, is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Missing that spring in your step? Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. It's time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort, firmness, and support. And it's built to last 25 years, but costs about the same as a traditional mattress. In fact, 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. And you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
7:15 at News Radio 106.7. Brandon Leakes at the R.S. Andrews Sports Desk.
The Braves beat the Blue Jays 9-5 in Toronto. Matt Kemp went 2-for-5, driving in 4 runs in the win. Freddie Freeman and Dansby Swanson each left the ballpark with home runs. The Braves wrapped up their 7-game road trip and returned home, hosting the Blue Jays tonight for a 7:35 first pitch. Stephen Curry scored 29 points. The Warriors grabbed a 2-0 lead over the San Antonio Spurs with a 136-100 win in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Spurs star forward Kawhi Leonard did not play with an ankle injury. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals takes place tonight in Boston as the Celtics open up Game 1 hosting LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock. The Celtics were all smiles last night as the NBA held its draft lottery. The Celtics earned the number 1 pick in the lottery in this June's NBA draft. From the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, I'm Brandon Leak on News Radio 106.7.
Sponsored by Kauffman Tire. Remember, if a Braves player hits a 4th-inning home run this season, then you're going to save $144 the next business day instantly when you buy 4 tires at any Kauffman Tire location. Kauffman Tire, the tire guys you can trust.